with this your people, reading from this your word and singing your praises. And Lord, even though we're here to celebrate 75 years in this church, more than anything else, we're here to celebrate a risen Savior. And so as I preach today, I pray that you would put your words in my mouth and your thoughts in my mind. And Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses, the primary context of these verses from Paul is to us as individual Christians. He says that he in this verse, of course, he's talking about Jesus, would do a good work, that is the good work of salvation, that he would do this good work in you, that's the personal aspect of salvation, the good work of salvation that's been completed in you and in me. And that it would be completed until the day of Jesus. That's the glorification part, that one day you and I that have accepted Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior will leave this earth, and one day you and I will be with Him in glory. And Paul is offering up this praise, this thankfulness for so great a salvation that has been received, that they now enjoy, that you and I now enjoy. And by the way, if you didn't enjoy the singing from the Perrys today, if that didn't light your fire, your wood is wet. Hallelujah. I'd about ready to fly away just a few minutes ago. We get to celebrate so great a salvation that has been given, that has been paid for by the blood of Jesus for you and for me. And Paul is offering up this praise and this thankfulness for this salvation. But Paul is also writing to a local church. He's writing to this church at Philippi, a church that is near and dear to his heart. So I believe these verses are also in context for this church. And Paul's prayer, his hope, his desire is for the church at Philippi to succeed, to prosper, to continue to move forward. Let's take a quick look at the church at Philippi. Around 50 AD, Paul visits Philippi during his second missionary journey, which is the first time that Paul steps foot on European soil. He preaches the gospel there, and it ultimately leads to the first church being established in Europe. And later on, Paul's going to visit there again on his third missionary journey. We know it's at Philippi where Paul and Silas are arrested. They're thrown in a Philippian jail, and we get the great jailhouse rock story. And later on, Paul is then placed in a Roman jail where he eventually gives his life for the cause of Christ. But while